Foxton Readers, Level 2. The Flood by Mark Kirkbride. Read by Rick Romero. Copyright Foxton Books, 2022. Chapter 1. David lived close to a river, but he hardly ever saw it because he was so busy working. So when Tom came to stay, they would always go and look at the river together. Tom was David's son. He did not live with his dad. He lived with his mum. David and Tom's mum were divorced. Today's weather was mixed. It was rainy, so they had their raincoats and their umbrella. But the sun was shining as they walked towards the river. When they got close, Tom ran ahead.
"Stop!" said David.
Tom stopped and they held hands as they crossed the road together. As quickly as he could, Tom ran over to the railings to look into the river. David joined him, and together they watched the sparkling blue water below. "The river is very wide," said Tom.
"Very wide," agreed David.
"And deep," said Tom.
"Very deep," said David.
"And fast," said Tom.
A swan swam hard to stay still, but it was too difficult. It turned around and floated away on the current.
David laughed.
"Yes, very fast."
Two ducks swam towards them.
"Oh dear, I forgot to bring some bread with us," said David.
And the hungry ducks swam away again. "Are there any fish in the river?" said Tom.
"Maybe," said David.
"Where?" said Tom. "I can't see any."
"Maybe they are scared of you," said David.
"Maybe they are hiding."
Tom looked down deep into the water.
"Don't be scared, little fishies," he said. "I am your friend."
David smiled. Then it went dark as clouds covered the sun. The bright sunshine disappeared, and the sparkling water turned a dull grey. It might rain soon. A boat was coming up the river. It had a driver and two people on it.
"Look," said Tom, "a boat! Let's wave!"
The boat was about to pass them. Tom climbed onto the railings.
"Hello!"
he shouted across the water. The driver honked his horn.
"Honk! Honk!"
And the people waved. This made Tom very happy. David waved back and held Tom with his other hand.
"Okay, get down now," said David.
But Tom didn't want to get down.
"Why don't we go up onto the bridge?" said David.
"Yeah,"
said Tom as he jumped down. David smiled. They walked along the river and went onto the bridge. When they got to the middle, they looked down into the water. Another boat appeared from under the bridge. The people in the boat waved to them, and Tom waved back happily.
"It's starting to rain," said David.
"I think it's time to go home, don't you?"
"Okay," Tom said sadly, as David put up the umbrella.